Hey, everyone, I guess I can roll, huh? Welcome. I'll be chairing today. Why don't we start with introductions? My name is Richard. Hi, everyone. I'm a council co-chair and chairing this meeting here today. Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Thomas.
Thomas Noble, excited to see Mark. Glad you're upright and well. And so I just had to acknowledge that. Government co-chair.
Paul. You're on mute, Paul, but I think we know who
Paul
you are.
Paul Harkin, council member, sorry.
Hi, Paul.
Hello. What's happening to you, Mark?
I'll take care of that. We got it all. Just sorry, relax, Mark. Paul. We got you. Maria.
Hi, Maria Lacayo with HIV Health Services. Welcome back, hi, Mark. Maria. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Bill.
Hi, Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services. Good to see you, Mark, as well, and everyone else.
Manuel.
Hi, everyone. Manuel Vasquez. I'm a council member, council affairs co-chair.
Kira.
Everyone, Kira, council staff.
Kira, Crown.
Hey, everybody. Crown here, council staff.
Okay, that's some introductions for us. If we could put up today's agenda, if we can review and approve that. Anyone see anything they'd like to change or amend or talk
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I have a request because I actually have a doctor's appointment, a phone one at 3:30. If we can move full council agenda to number 5 and just bump everything down. So to come before, hopefully, committee and work group reports.
Any problems with that? No. That's a go, Mark. Sure thing. So you'll be on after public comment.
Great, thanks.
All righty. So we're going to approve that with that amendment. If we could look at March 16th draft minutes. Would anyone like to add anything here? Okay. Thank you, Kira. That looks like a go. That's approved. Okay. Do we have any announcements? All righty. Public comment? I don't see any. Okay, then. What we've all been waiting for, Mark.
All right, if Kira, if you could share a screen for the most recent updated agenda that I sent out to you all, I mean, to the my team. All right, so we'll see here is, it's 3 agenda items here, so it's a little bit more packed than usual. You know, we usually like to aim for 2, but I think there's going to be enough room. After all the pro forma stuff, we have our discussion of a process for community input for the mental health needs assessment that our regular grant writer and colleague with HHS, Robert Worry, will be doing. Robert Worry will actually be in person. And I noticed it as a vote just in case, you know, he might just be able to get his, I guess, direction as far as community input from the discussion, but I just noticed it as a vote just in case. And then a break, and then I gave a little bit more extra time to the HCAP annual report. That's always a very, engaging and well-regarded presentation from Stephen Spano this year. And then we will end with Kira's presentation on the results of the trans needs assessment. So that's basically it in a nutshell. Any thoughts or questions or concerns with this agenda? All right, thanks. And just as a little bit of logistical overview, it does seem like until we can figure things out, we're going to need someone to work on remote support. I was thinking this over and realized that, you know, it would be tough in some ways for a presenter to be doing that at the same time as presenting, because they can't, if you all recall where the podium is, they can't really see the screen. You know, they're facing out. So I have a couple colleagues who, Anna, who you all have met last month, and another one, Allie, who you all, not all, but many of you know, who have offered to sort of like alternate around remote support. So hopefully the success that we saw with the hybrid model and the OWL and Zoom and all that will continue. We'll just continually also need someone like Beth or Maria or Thomas or Bill to sign in for us. So there you go.
Thank you, Mark. And just a reminder for us, Mark, going forward, we're for full council meeting, we're mask optional and hot meals.
Yes, and yes. Meals are already planned. They're from Peaches Patties. Jamaican food. Okay.
I'll leave that one alone. Sounds good, though. Okay. All righty. Thank you, Mark. So, okay, we can get to a committee and work group reports right now. I can lead us off with community engagement. I chaired that meeting on the 5th. And of course, we had a HCAP report from Stephen Spanos. He wanted to change things up a little. He knew he was going to be doing the full council, so he was somewhat brief. He just talked about a couple of successes he wanted to point out. He wanted to report a client. They moved a client into a new facility, and it was a success because it was a long process. They were in hospice for a transitional period, quite a while. They had feelings of housing insecurity. And finally, an ADA compliant unit was found. And so that person is now independent living with appropriate support and funding. So Stephen wanted to point that out to us, successes. And of course, we'll hear more from him Monday. We had the needs assessment, trans community, 2022. Previously discussed summary complete, training for our service providers, service hub provision for trans individuals and trans service providers. We had update on COLA, and I believe that was Black, African-American, PLWH, and youth. And recruitment and youth recruitment, rather. So that's what we discussed at community engagement on the 5th. Up next, we can have Council Affairs Committee.
Oh, I can give an update, a further update to what you just mentioned, Richard, in that I'm not sure who it was. Maybe it was Thomas Nope, perhaps, or maybe it was Maria or Bill. Someone in our DPH partner alliance connected with Lyric. And so Lyric has actually connected with council staff as well. And I hope to meet with 1 to 3 folks next week for a potential person representing youth. So yay. I'm really sorry. I can't remember who the person who made the connect, but whoever did, that was you, Thomas. Kudos.
Well, they took a minute to turn around. So membership was basically asking for that, right? So great. I'm glad it finally came through. So awesome.
Thanks, fellas. Okay, Council Affairs Committee.
Bill, it looks like Bill has a question.
Yeah. Well, it's more of a semi-snarky comment. Mark, you're not wrong. I tried to get the Third Street Clinic for their youth group, but it looks like Thomas was more successful. But if we need more, I think we should go back and knock on their door.
Okay, great. Hey, everyone. Manuel Vasquez with Council Affairs. So I actually had to toggle the meeting, unfortunately, because we had some consultants that we're starting off work with on the HIV housing plan. So I was in and out, but looking at the agenda, which I think most of the meeting was the HCAP report by Stephen Spano. I jumped in a few times. It was a really good discussion. He was very open to feedback, and I think there was some really constructive, substantial feedback that was given. I've also talked with him offline since then. And you know, a lot of his report focused on the challenges that may have been in the past, but also maybe still lingering. But it was a really robust report back. And then Kira did get like 5 minutes at the end, right, to do a needs assessment result briefing. So that was really good as well. And then we just talked about the next agenda. I mean, anyone who was also there, I know I kept toggling in and out. Was there anything I missed? No? Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Okay, and we have no one from membership. Mark, you want anything about membership?
I was out, so hopefully Kira can.
I can give a little overview. So we went over our normal items. We reviewed a request for a leave of absence, a notice of attendance to be sent out, normal stuff. And then we reviewed the demographic reports, which I put together, and there were no changes. But we did get into a discussion about council recruitment, and we were able to get a final flyer approved. And so that will also be going up on our website. And then we're excited to work for everyone. The group talked about working in combination with the needs assessment outreach efforts and kind of what that would look like. And that took us to the end of the meeting. Did you want to add anything, Thomas? I know you were there.
No, I think the same thing that I reported last month, just that membership seems to have some gas and some movement. And so whatever we can do to support them in that in full council, just kind of encouraging them to kind of shook out of the, yeah, that's all. I think it's in a healthy spot.
I have a little bit of an update as well for membership as far as recruitment goes. We do have a person who we are hoping to see next month. We're going to actually try to fast track this. So we're doing a review of the application and the actual interview if the application is approved during the same meeting. There's a person actually referred to us from our former council member, Nay, if you all remember Nay Nascimento, who works, I think this fellow works for Alliance.
Can I jump, just ask a quick question? I wasn't at that meeting, but I know that initially I had said as an idea to reach out to UC Pediatrics for outreach for youth representation. So I don't know if you still want it. I did talk to our contact there and she wanted more information on it. So I don't know if you still want that person's name and to reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. Maria, if you would like to just do an email introduction between me and your contact, I don't mind. So please, okay. Feel free.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, everyone, thank you. Next on the list, we have the work group PLWH, People Living with HIV. We actually, maybe Kira and them can back me up on this if I miss anything. We met the other day and we meet very infrequently. I think it's every 3 months, maybe four. And we were concerned about turnout, but so Brown and Kara were there, two council staff. Other than that, it was four of us that were there. And so we talked about, is the group, we're going to send out like feelers. We're going to send out a survey to people on the council that are living with HIV. We've done this before, but we really want to get a sense of, you know, the new year is starting, the group is back up again. Are you interested in participating? What kind of scheduling can be amenable to you? We want to work on scheduling during the month that fits for people, just make it palatable and see what the interest is. And we also discussed how someone brought up how that type of work group in particular is responsive to main issues that are discussed by like full council. And we can bring things to that once. So maybe we'll get heads up from committees about upcoming issues and we can set up meetings accordingly. But for now, we're gonna set up feelers. Kira and staff are gonna send out a survey and go from there. For next meeting and those type of things. Anything else, Kara?
No, I think you covered it all, Richard. I think an important sentiment that was said was that, the group doesn't want to just be meeting just to meet, just to like fulfill some kind of requirement. They want to meet in order and according to any action items that, you know, needs to be talked about.
Exactly. Thank you, Kira.
Oh, you muted yourself, Richard.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. So work groups and committees are done. So we can move into a meeting evaluation with Kira.
Sorry, Richard. How many members showed up for the people living with HIV meeting?
Like I said, there were two staff members and then four council members. There were four of us. Just as an aside, I know that's why we're talking about scheduling and maybe in the survey letting people know, you know, we can work around you if you're interested. I think, you know, in HIV council, I live with HIV. This is kind of an important meeting, you know what I mean? So I'd like to see it get off the ground if possible, and you know, we'll see what happens there.
Great, thank you. I agree, it's an important group.
All right, and I can go ahead and I'll share my screen. All right, can everyone see that? I can't see the group.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. All right, so I'll go ahead and go over the meeting evaluation for last month's full council meeting. And I'll go ahead and read off these questions. So the first one was the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. And we got 12 people in total answering and taking this survey. And so everyone agreed that that was correct. The meeting was run efficiently by Thomas Noble. 12 people answered, 11 agreed, but 11 agreed and then one person somewhat agreed. And we did get two comments. The first one was, well done, Thomas. And the second one was largely well done, and he course corrected with the public comment process. In the discussion during the meeting, I felt my point of view was adequately expressed and understood. Everyone agreed, and there were no comments. The agenda was well planned. 11 people agreed, and one person somewhat agreed. And we did get one comment. The housing conversation went a bit long, which was fine, but resulted in cutting the medical unwinding conversation. The HIV housing discussion by Manuel Vasquez was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And we got 11 people agreed and one person somewhat agreed. And we do have three comments. The first one is excellent. Manny did great, important conversation for council. And then very comprehensive, but the conclusion left me feeling overwhelmed. If the presentation could be given in two or three shorter presentations, greater attention could be given to fewer housing types, programs, et cetera. Great presentation and well presented. And then the unwinding of Medicaid by Andy Scheer was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. And one person did skip it, but 11 people agreed. And there were no comments for that. And then what worked well for you during this meeting and what could have been improved? So someone said meeting in person, which was much better than Zoom. Appreciate the flexibility in agenda. Great seeing everyone in person again. Thank you to council staff for all their hard work and prep. Great dinner. I love the idea of the council getting more involved in SF housing for PLWH. My needs as a council member are being met during this time. Four people agreed and one person somewhat agreed. And then we did get a couple of comments. I did not know there was a virtual option for today. I do love being back in person for this meeting. I wish we had more members present and online. Well done, food was amazing and hybrid went off very smoothly. I suggest full council meetings should have a hybrid option. And then the overall rating for this meeting was a 9.6. And I'll stop sharing. Okay.
Here, did this include the results from the hard copies?
Yes, they were mostly from hard copies, but we did get four from the online surveys.
Okay, great. Thank you. So
I think there were, how many members were attended? I thought there were 14 in the room and one Irma virtual, right?
Yeah, I think around that. We barely made quorum, and quorum, of course, would be, I think, at this point, 13 people or 13 or 14 people. So this means it's almost like 100% return rate.
Huh. Yeah.
Not such a small number, after all.
I would have appreciated that somewhat agree person did not. Other than that. Well done, Manuel, by the way.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, well done, Manuel and Thomas. Don't let that one person get you down.
I welcome it.
Oh, very good.
So, thanks, everyone. Wow, I can't. It's 3:24, and we're on the agenda. We're at the next meeting date and agenda items.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like adjournment. So our next meeting here will be May 18th. And of course, we have the in-person council meeting Monday at 4 p.m. at 25 Van Ness. I will be chairing that meeting. First time I've done that in a long time. Be gentle. I'm shy and publicity shy, you know, so be gentle with me. And I also, like Tom, I agree that the feedback about somewhat agree in those things that helps us. We form, you know, we can learn from that, but I'm going to try to limit that with my rule. Keep that in mind when I'm in. No, but I'm looking forward to seeing everyone Monday, and that's it for today. Have a nice weekend. Thanks, and I'll everyone. See everyone Monday.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Richard. You know, as co-chair, that you can disallow people from actually choosing that as an option. Just make sure
I already have some Pavlovian things set up, like with the hot food and the way people vote.
Absolutely.
So
you can also just make people sign their name.
All right, everyone. Later.
Bye.
Hey, I have Bill Bloom on the phone, so you all have to just wait a moment.